Title: When buyers purchase a property, they want to be reasonably certain that they are getting good title to a property. Lenders are also concerned with title because of the substantial sum of money that is being borrowed. But what is title, and what constitutes good title? Many products routinely bought and sold are conveyed by the passing of a title in the form of a written document. Trucks, cars, boats, and even outboard motors come with a recordable title in most states. This physical document is evidence of ownership, and that ownership is transferred by signing the title and passing it to the new owner. Some states have a title process known as the TOR-IN system. Under the TOR-IN system, a property owner obtains a certificate, much like an automobile title, that is recorded in the public records. Since the 1860s, as many as 21 states have enacted some form of the TOR-IN system. In many jurisdictions, the system was tried and later abandoned. Most states, including Texas, use an abstract system of determining title by examination of public records. Under an abstract system, a purchaser of real estate does not receive a physical title. Title is the evidence an individual has of his or her right to possess land. Title is most often transferred from one owner to another by deed. Clear or good title can be transferred to another. Marketable title is title that a reasonable buyer would accept as clear. Equitable title is an interest created by a legal document, such as that held by a buyer with a signed sales contract who has not yet gone to closing. The absence of force is the key to determining whether a conveyance is voluntary. A grantee or buyer wants to be sure to acquire good or clear title. There are several ways to do this.